Mirror Variables in the Milky Way's Nucleostellar Disk, Discovery and Classification, by Jason L. Sanders et al. The properties of the Milky Way's nucleostellar disk give crucial information on the epoch of bar formation. Mirror variables are promising bright candidates to study the nucleostellar disk, and through their period-age relation dissect its star formation history. We report on a sample of 1782 mirror variable candidates across the central 3×3 Dag squared of the galaxy using the multi-epoch infrared VISTA variables in Via Lactea VVV survey. We describe the algorithms employed to select candidate variable stars and then model their light curves using periodogram and Gaussian process methods. By combining with WISE, 2MASS and other archival photometry, we model the multiband light curves to refine the periods and inspect the amplitude variation between different photometric bands. The infrared brightness of the mirror variables means many are too bright and missed by VVV. However, our sample follows a well-defined selection function as expected from artificial star tests. The multiband photometry is modeled using stellar models with circumstellar dust that characterize the mass loss rates. We demonstrate how is greater than or equal to 90% of our sample is consistent with O-rich chemistry. Comparison to period luminosity relations demonstrates that the bulk of the short period stars are situated at the galactic center distance. Many of the longer period variables are very dusty, falling significantly under the O-rich Magellanic Cloud and solar neighborhood period luminosity relations and exhibit high mass loss rates of approximately 2.5 times 10 to the minus 5 msunyr1. The period distribution appears consistent with the nucleostellar disk forming is greater than or equal to 8 gear ago, although it is not possible to disentangle the relative contributions of the nucleostellar disk and the contaminating bulge. This was Mirror Variables in the Milky Way's Nucleostellar Disk, Discovery and Classification, by Jason L. Sanders et al.